The cracking of my psyche drives up into my soul. Shivers skitter down my spine. My cheeks grow tight as I bite down on the skin inside my mouth, tasting blood. Tears track down my face. I always hated that. That everything seems to make me cry. Anger, frustration, anxiety. And now a full-blown mental breakdown brings out my tears. It didn't matter to him, though. He loved it. Watching me cry was a turn-on for him. The sick fuck. And I hate myself a little bit more inside because even that made me feel like maybe we were made for each other. Because I can't change who I am, and he seemed to like something about me that I didn't. He didn't like me in spite of my flaws. He liked me because of them, whether he wants to admit that shit or not. No matter how much I've tried, now is the point I realize that there is no changing myself. There is no throwing away the parts of me that I detest. They are what make me who I am. And as I sit in the front seat of this stupid, shitty-ass car I stole, I realize that. With blood covering my hands and sliding to the back of my throat, I look up into the rearview mirror and see the girl staring back at me. I recognize now, as much as I want to, as much as I wish I could, there is no going back. This is the point of no return. I'm broken. And in my wreckage, as I pick up the pieces and shove them back together, uncaring of whether or not they fit right anymore, I realize that maybe being a mixture of all of these qualities isn't such a bad thing. Maybe it's time that Clover and Yevgenia become one. I am Clover. I am Yevgenia. There is no difference. One side is good, one side is bad. Both sides fucking crazy. Over one bloody, cruel psycho.
1. Braxton. 16 years old. I'm frozen in time. Lost in the repetition of the whip as it slams into my back over and over. The blood runs freely over my split flesh. The rust flavor coats the back of my tongue as I bite down, grinding my teeth to keep from making a single sound as it pulls away, dragging itself through the open wounds on my back. Once, that sensation had made me scream. Once, this whole ordeal had made me cry. But not anymore. Agony is something I've grown accustomed to. It is my normal. Some people believe that the only way to get through life is to keep moving forward. But it's bullshit. Life is a construct. So is death. So is pain. So is desire. The only way to survive is to remind yourself that there's nothing more than this. The past disappears. The future is unknown. The present is all a man has. The whip hits again, and my body jerks forward under the force of it. My skin splits in a new place, opening as fresh blood bubbles up to the surface, sliding down my spine into the loose waistband of my shorts and drips between my ass cheeks. Vomit threatens to come up, but I shove it back down. The pain is nothing, I remind myself. As if the thought turns something inside of me, my mind switches off, and I don't even feel the next time the whip slices into my skin. Or I do, but it doesn't hurt. Nothing hurts anymore. It barely even feels present. I barely feel present. My mind slowly begins to go, and I lose myself to the haziness, the fog of exhaustion that overwhelms me until the only thing keeping me upright is the fact that my fingers have atrophied and locked onto the chains dangling from the ceiling in the basement of the Smalls' family mansion. Chains that are meant to hold up punching bags and all manner of other workout equipment. But every so often, this is what they're used for. Discipline.